Lapels of Pain, A Spooky Tale by Nicholas Cicada. Read by Nicholas Cicada. It was a dark and intrinsic autumn known to those the world over as Deep Autumn, the time when the world of the dead and the world of the living intermingled, when for reasons scrawled only in dusty tomes the dust rose up and the ashes spread, and the atrocities of mankind were laid bare. Through the streets of the world crept a chill, and those who felt this breeze understood that the time was then, that something in the cosmic jambalaya was awry, and only once silent winter crept on with its potent and plentiful snow would the spirits leave. For the time being, every evening was dry, and every wooded area was stocked to the brim with bobbing distant wisps. Detroit, Massachusetts. Ancient city, historic. People who had been there would always remember it for its character. Those who hadn't didn't know about it. It was the sort of city one forgot after crossing the city limits, which swallowed you once you were past its threshold, and then spit you out in your overpriced Mercedes. And oddly enough, a conducive area for the dead. It magnetized the ghouls, something in the architecture or the populace, or perhaps the general municipality attracted the dead like moths to a lamp. This had been observed for centuries. Detroit had been chock-full of proto-Americans and Indian curses, or perhaps it was the music, the haunting Motown which curved its way like a viper from each studio and booth. The bells and whistles were haunting. Every Detroit resident knew. Artists were respected based on how haunting their songs could be, how deep into the human soul a given song could reach with its icy yet beautiful fingers. Marcus Dollop ran along Baker Avenue. Above were the buildings, old and fragile concrete structures. Some windows were boarded up, others gave way to lit patios where beggars crouched in relative squalor. Marcus knew something which the others didn't know. He knew that there were spirits around, but he also knew that portals were likely to appear. Portals to, well, somewhere. Something had happened. He racked his brain night after night, drifted off into a dreamless sleep. He didn't go online anymore, his computer overheated and froze. No time to call the repairman. Dollop pondered his place in the grand scheme of things, and he also tried to remember. Stony, cavernous, maybe a back alley? No, that wasn't it. Something else. A place as familiar as the womb. Archetypal Freudian concepts, too deep for him to grasp. A womb, an enclosure deep and solemn and alone. And over his body loomed large the presence, another presence, something that could blot out the sun if indeed it had ever seen the sun. Marcus's mind was filled with fog as he trod down the paths toward home. He was really and truly out of it, as close as possible to a mental vegetable as someone could be without getting fired. And the people were staring. Though Detroit was open to the supernatural, always had been, and there were a few skeptics among them. Though Detroit had a reputation as one of America's most haunted and vile pits, Marcus drew special attention from his associates. They knew something had happened.